Page 73, measure number 27-122, Central School District 13J. Referred to the people by the district board. Bonds for school capital improvements identified in long-range plan. Question, shall Central School District issue $26 million general obligation bonds for school repairs, improvements, expansion, replacements, capitalized interest, and land purchase? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, bonds would mature in a period not to exceed 27 years. It is estimated that the bonds will not increase the property tax rate above the 2016-2017 rate. Actual rates may differ based upon interest rates incurred and growth in assessed value. The district is first on a waiting list to receive up to $4 million in state grant funds if voters approve this measure. If voters reject the measure, available funds will be diverted to another district. If approved, the bond and potential grant proceeds are expected to fund improvements, replacement, expansion identified in the district's long-range plan and purchase property as follows. New or expanded gyms, remodeled kitchens, cafeterias, and multipurpose rooms at Monmouth and Independence Elementary Schools, IES. Remodel Talmadge Middle School to include gymnasium, locker rooms, and cafeteria, and add classrooms. Replace IES portables with a classroom wing, add classrooms, air conditioning, and parking. Purchase land for future growth. Site improvements, demolition, furnishing and equipping of projects, capitalized interest, and bond issuance costs. Explanatory statement, background. In 2007, after years of research, study, data analysis, reporting, staff and community involvement, and board leadership, Central School District developed an updated long-range facilities plan. In 2012, the long-range facilities plan was reviewed and modified to make changes reflecting the status of existing conditions and to set goals that would lead the district through the next 7 years. CSD's long-range plan identified improvements such as the construction of Ash Creek School, adding a classroom wing to Talmadge Middle School, TMS, and remodeling Central High School to allow for growth as well as other essential needs. Additional needs were prioritized and many items were addressed and completed using general fund budget and reserves. Earlier this year, a bond exploration committee was formed to review the 2012 long-range plan. In June, the committee unanimously recommended to proceed with a bond measure. The school board unanimously approved the recommendation. Why a bond? A bond provides funding for high-priority major improvements to be completed as outlined in the long-range plan. This bond will focus on upgrades to three buildings to prepare for current and future physical education, food service, and learning space needs, all of which directly contribute to creating an environment for student success. This addresses needs at TMS, Monmouth Elementary, MES, and Independence Elementary, IES. Some improvements include increase or update gymnasium space at IES, MES, and TMS. Increase cafeteria size at TMS, IES. Update and enlarge kitchens at IES and MES. Build permanent classrooms at IES to replace outdated modular classrooms, which will increase total number of classrooms. Add air conditioning and paved parking. Add 4 classrooms to TMS. Build covered connections from classrooms to new gymnasiums at MES and IES. Implement ADA standards for TMS gym and locker rooms and MES faculty workroom. Purchase land for future growth. Why now? State matching grant. Oregon Department of Education has announced that communities that pass general obligation bonds to improve their local school buildings will be eligible to receive matching grants. CSD is first on the priority waiting list and may receive up to $4 million. Funds are committed to 6 school districts that have bond measures on the November ballot. Any of those districts failing to pass a bond measure will forfeit their grant, and CSD 13J will receive funding. Sustained tax rate. Due to fiscally responsible decisions at CSD 13J, the changes in the economy, previous bonds were refinanced, another bond will be retiring. This bond measure is estimated to result in no increase over the 2016-2017 general obligation bond tax rate, depending on interest rates and assessed property values over time. Oregon House Bill 3141 requires K-5 students receive physical education 150 minutes per week, and students in grades 6 through 8 receive 225 minutes. To accommodate this, these schools need additional dedicated space for PE. Bond Exploration Committee. The Bond Exploration Committee was made up of 18 members, including parents, community representatives, school board members, and CSD staff. Philip H. Brazu, Jr., Superintendent, Central School District 13J. No arguments were submitted in favor or in opposition to Measure 27-122.